This Sunday evening, the St. John's Cathedral Choir will present an evensong service beginning at 5 p.m. And here to talk to me about that program is the director of music there, Jason Overall. Welcome back to WUOT, Jason.
Thank you so much, Melanie.
So to begin with, what exactly is an evensong for those who might not be familiar with that term?
Well, a lot of the listeners will probably be familiar with monastic communities that gather several times throughout the day to pray. When Henry VIII broke from Rome, and of course that's a multifaceted story, but part of that was the creation of the Church of England, independent of Rome. And they really had the opportunity to rethink everything. This was right on the heels of Martin Luther and the Protestant Reformation. And they had an opportunity to rethink their whole tradition. And one of the things that they did in England was to combine several of the monastic services into really just two, morning prayer and evening prayer. So they took the offices of Vespers and Compline and combined that into evening prayer. And as the choral tradition gathered around those that service of evening prayer, sung evening prayer or evensong became a fixture in the collegiate churches and in the cathedrals of England.
So would this be something that they would do every evening or once a week? Or
absolutely, every evening. And that's still the tradition in England. And of course, most of the collegiate chapels were familiar with things like King's College that does lessons and carols, but then also the cathedrals, York Minster and Ely Cathedral. These places have evensong every day of the week throughout the year.
And would the congregation sing along, or was it strictly the choir presenting this?
Because these came out of the monastic tradition, it really was just for the people that were gathered in that community. And so really it's the choir themselves that are doing it. And again, in England, that would usually be men that would be called lay clerks and boys that were in school at the cathedral or in the college.
And so what music will you be performing on this service?
We will be doing a Magnificat Nunc Dimittis, which is a fixture of every evensong. The setting of the Magnificat Nunc Dimittis that we'll be doing is by the late 19th, early 20th century composer Charles Villiers Stanford. He wrote several settings of the Magnificat Nunc Dimittis. We'll be doing the G major, which is one of the most beloved. It's very lyrical and song-like.
Is that with organ accompaniment?
It is. So the music associate, Eun-jin Choi, will be playing, and it's actually quite a lively accompaniment for the Magnificat. Folks may be familiar with the Schubert song, Gretchen am Spinnrad, and that whole idea. There were, in the 19th century, many spinning songs that would have an active accompaniment. And this is sort of Charles Villiers Stanford's version of a spinning song cast in the form of the Song of Mary.
And so what else will you be presenting?
We're in the season of Epiphany, which of course begins with the visitation of the wise men being led by the star. And a lot of the season of Epiphany has themes of brightness and starlight and brilliance. And we'll be certainly picking up on some of those themes since we are in the season of Epiphany. The choral anthem for the service will be by the contemporary English composer Jonathan Dove, his setting of a text from the Old Testament from the prophet of Amos, "Seek him that maketh the seven stars and Orion." And it's a really brilliant, beautiful, again, a very active accompaniment. I'm glad that Eun-jin's playing it and not me. And the choir has a really robust contribution to the anthem as well.
Yeah, I love Jonathan Dove's music. How would you describe his style?
Well, you know, like a lot of composers working now, it's sort of in that post-minimalist. There are a lot of repetitive figuration that people have really kind of taken from Philip Glass and Steve Reich. But then there's an underlying lyricism, I think, that has really been imbued on top of that tradition.
Yeah, I find, at least what little I've heard from him, it's the accompaniment is really busy, while the vocal lines just kind of soar over that, and a lot of times holding out a tone for a long time, and it's just gorgeous music.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, that perfectly describes this anthem.
And so I hear that you all will actually be getting a new organ soon. I wonder if you could talk about that a little
bit. We are. As the music program at St. John's has developed, as the choir has been doing more, we are singing evensong now frequently through the year. And in fact, we'll be going to England to sing evensong at the Bristol Cathedral this summer, every day for a week. As the music program has developed, there has been an awareness that the musical support that we have from the organ is just not quite as much as we would like. And mm-hmm. so we've commissioned a brand new organ from an Indianapolis builder, and it's being built right now in their workshop. It'll take about a year for it to be built, and it will be installed later this fall.
Well, that's exciting. So how many manuals will that have?
There will be three keyboards at the mm-hmm. console plus the pedal board. And that's roughly equivalent to what we have now. It's just that we'll have more colors. It's mm-hmm. kind of like going from the 8 crayon box to the 64 crayon box. We're getting a lot more colors.
I love that.
It will be 70 ranks or 70 sets of pipes through the organ.
And so will you have special concerts to welcome this new instrument?
Absolutely. We're planning to have a very robust series. We already have our concert series, which we call Chords for Community, and the concerts on Cumberland. And we will be having the organ be a real focus of that for the next season. We've already invited a world-renowned organist to come play a dedicatory recital sometime about a year from now.
You just mentioned your new series, Chords for the Community. I wonder if you could talk about that a little bit.
Yes. We've had a concert series for several years now. But again, as we've tried to develop things and have things flower, we've sort of rebranded it. And we're calling all of the musical offerings across the gamut of what we do at the Cathedral, Chords for the Community. And the idea is that our doors are open. We're really welcoming everyone from Knoxville into our space to enjoy the love of music that we have and to experience a sacred space.
And so do you have any upcoming performances on that series?
We do. This year is a year of renovation and cleanup among the campus at the Cathedral. So our series has been a little bit lighter this year. But we do have an event coming up about a month from now. We'll have a Baroque ensemble, Echoing Air, that will come. They've been here a couple years ago, and it was one of our most popular concerts. And so we're really looking forward to having them back.
And I read that St. John's Cathedral Choir will be involved with this year's Big Ears Festival.
Yes, we're very excited to present one of the works that put Arvo Pärt's name really in the consciousness of contemporary music followers. His setting of the St. John Passion, which he very simply called Passio. We'll be performing that as part of Big Ears, which is focusing this year on ECM New Series and the artists of that record label.
I love that piece of music. Will it just be your choir, or will you be joining with anyone else?
It's our choir and some KSO instrumentalists, and then we also have local operatic bass Daniel Johnson Webb, who will be singing the part of Jesus.
And so, Jason, what time does this evensong service begin again?
We advertise the services as beginning at 5 o'clock, but we always have an extended organ prelude. So the organ prelude will start at about 10 till 5 and have some special organ music. And then we're well aware that this is Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, yes.
So the service itself is only about 45 or 50 minutes long, and this mm-hmm. one will be a little bit on the short side. So you'll have plenty of time to get to your Super Bowl party before the kickoff time. And we really hope that people will have some space, whether you want to go to a Super Bowl party, whether you watch sports, or whether you have nothing to do with sports, kind of like me. we really hope that Evensong is a place where you can have some quiet, a chance to meditate, and to experience beauty in a very reflective way.
Well, Jason, thanks so much for coming to talk to us about what's going on over at St. John's Cathedral.
Thank you.
Once again, I've been speaking with Jason Overall, Music Director at St. John's Episcopal Cathedral in downtown Knoxville on Cumberland Avenue. They are presenting an evensong service this Sunday evening at 5 p.m. With an organ prelude beginning at 4:50. That's February the 3rd. More information is available online at stjohnscathedral.org.